Why are you whining? You knew exactly what you were getting into when we made this wager. You knew the stakes. And I'm sure you had plans for what you wanted to do to me, too. In fact, I think I know exactly what you wanted to do to me. And you would not have been merciful. And remember, I know how much you like to dominate people. So turnabout is very fair play here. You told me I get to do whatever I want to you this weekend. And all I've asked you to do so far is get cuffed, collared, and spanked. I've been gentle with you. Trust me, this is the easy part. You know this is going to get rougher and more intense as the weekend goes on. If you can't take this, you're really going to hate tomorrow. You're so used to denying others, so used to having this kind of control over them, that being in this position, it's got to be getting under your skin. And I like the thought of that. That's half the fun of this, truth be told. Look how flushed you're getting. You're so angry that I won't just give in to your wishes. But the truth is, right now, I own you. Your pain, your pleasure, they're elements of my whim. And the sooner you realize that, the sooner you understand that your body is mine, that it's my playground, well, the happier you'll be. Sure, you may whimper and complain and try to compel me with all the arguments you think you have at your disposal. But in the end, what happens to you is my decision. Now, I'm going to give you a little taste of the training you're going to endure at my cruel tutelage this weekend. You have to know exactly what kind of master I am. This is an anal hook. And from that name, you know exactly where it's going, don't you? That nod tells me everything. And I can see your eyes focused on that rather large ball at the end of this hook, too. They get a lot bigger than this, so right now, I'm showing you mercy. And you should thank me for that. I want to hear you say the words. Such a good slave. But let's be honest. I have a feeling if the wager had gone the other way, you'd be preparing me for one of these, wouldn't you? That was such a guilty look, and I loved seeing that. I'm gonna be so kind to you right now. I could push this in with little or no lube, slowly inching it in while I listen to you beg for me to stop. And that would hurt so much. Maybe another day. Or after another bet. I know you're gonna beg anyway, but this way at least it will hurt a little less. But I could have been that cruel. Remember that. But I'm not going to be overly kind either. If I was, I'd warm the metal of the hook up first. In fact, no, I'll let you find that out for yourself. saw you shiver as I pressed the end against your asshole. It's so cold, isn't it? And it's gonna be fun watching you struggle as you try to warm it up. It's gonna take a while, though. I had it in the fridge, so it's cold all the way through. That's it. That's a good little pet. Feel that stretch. It's not fun, but it's really good training for you. You'll get it nice and toasty soon enough. But the cold is making you clench, isn't it? You can't help yourself. But you have to know, this ass is going to get used and abused. And you have to be ready for that. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Now, arch your back. Do it. I'm telling you to do that so it hurts less. Let me just line this up and start inserting that. The widest part of the ball is through. So the worst part is over now and it should just slide in. And that tight little asshole is going to just clamp around it. Look at that. Look how wet you are right now. Oh, I knew this would turn you on so much. Dripping down your legs. And there's a thick strand of it hanging down. Oh, you're gonna have so much fun. You'll see. That wasn't so bad now, was it? You're so full now. And I'm sure you can really feel every little move you make now. You can feel that rope on your back too, can't you? There's a reason for that. I'll just let you think about it for a bit before I do what I want, because that's gonna be so much fun. That slow, dawning realization.
It's perfection.
Yes, there were definitely other reasons for me to make you wear that collar. I'm sure you noticed that loop when I put it on you, but you thought I was going to put you on a leash. And that may still happen at some point, but I had other plans for you first. You know how good I am with ropes at this point. So it'll only take me a few seconds to thread that rope through and knot it up tight. I bet you can hardly move now. Even with the little bit of slack I've given you. You'll also notice that I've wrapped it around the chain of your handcuffs, too. So you'll definitely feel that every time you move. Who knows? Maybe you'll start to like it. I mean, I've heard about women coming from that kind of stimulation. Even if they don't want to. They just can't help themselves. I'm sure you'll be so noisy when you do. And I know I can definitely think of ways to help that process along. I mean, your ass is already red from the spankings I gave you earlier, but I think you're ready for more. But I don't want to hear you beg for me to stop. Or even for you to beg me to spank you harder. So we're going to put the ball gag back in to muffle your words into noises. Because good slaves don't speak. And you want to be a good slave for me, don't you? Yes, nod for me. I'm just going to shift you a bit. And you felt every bit of that. I could tell by the way you shuddered. So when I spank you with that hook in, look at you squirm. This has to feel exquisite, doesn't it? You want to stay still, but your body won't let you. And you're getting a nice feedback loop going, aren't you? Such a good little slave. You hated this at first, but you're really starting to enjoy it now. Do you want me to spank you harder? Not if you'd like that. Oh, I knew that would pull a little bit. Are you okay? Yes. Using your noises now. You definitely learned a lesson there. One cheek. And then the other. You have to be getting so sore. But you seem like getting closer to coming, too. I bet you never thought there'd be a day where you'd ever be able to come from this, did you? So I'm just gonna go faster now. Just because I can. It's been such a learning experience for you. Hasn't it? You've been such a good slave for me. And I want you to do one thing for me at the end of this. Come for me. Don't fight it. You can, and I want you to. Just let it go. That's a good little slave. That's pushing all your buttons, isn't it? Oh, come on now. Come for me, slave. Come on, slave. Oh, yeah. That's a good slave. Feel that pressure. Feel that spanking. Feel it wrapped around your neck. I own you. Come for me, slave. Come for me. 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 Yes. Oh, there's a good slave. You're such a good girl. Mm-hmm. Now, how did you like that? You should be able to use your words now, so let me just take that gag out. I never told you I'd give you the keys to those cuffs. You just assumed if you were good, I'd hand them over. I don't know why you thought I'd give them to you. Silly, silly, silly. Haven't you learned yet? We've just gotten started. The whining. You've been in those handcuffs just 3 hours so far. And the ankle ones, like 45 minutes. I mean, if you don't like what I've been doing to you so far, I could always try to do something a little more adventurous with you. I could throw you in my car, put you right next to me, just pick a dark corner and push you out into the street, leave you tied up like this, and have you rely on the kindness of strangers. Maybe they'd help you, and maybe they'd help themselves. You wouldn't want me to do that, would you? It sounds like fun to me. No, I didn't think so. So I'm just gonna leave you here a bit, and let you think about what I'm going to do to you next. Half the fun of this is the anticipation. I like making you come like that. And you're going to have so many more orgasms this weekend. And that was just a taste. So don't get me wrong. I'm going to break you. And then you'll never mention those keys again. Will you? Because at the end of this, you're going to beg to be my slave. To never. As long as I make you come like this, you'll always want me to be your mistress. And you'll never regret losing that bet.